of loose diamonds? Many diamond vendors say the same thing, that at RDI, we can prove it. With over 8,000 diamonds available, there's no reason to waste your time calling.
Thank you for holding. You may continue to wait for the next available representative.
RDI Diamonds New York, Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hey. I was trying to dial extension 115 to get Emily.
Oh, she may be on the other line, but I'm happy to see if she's available. Hold one second. Oh, and may I ask who's calling?
Yes. Tell her this is Crystal.
Wonderful, Crystal. Hold one moment.
She knows. Yeah.
Thanks.
Me program? Did I say our program? I should say your program. Hundreds of stores have found it to be the perfect answer for what to carry every day to make sure you don't lose out on the quick sales opportunities.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey, girl. Okay, I am free to talk.
Okay, perfect. I have a couple different options for you.
Okay.
So I went over options with my owner, actually. He was helping out trying to find options for you. EGL USA and IGI are pretty much like non-existent right now. There are random ones left on the market, but they're far few in between. GIA is going to be your main runner here. So the main option I think is going to be your best bet is this 217 that I told you about last week, HSI2 GIA that spreads like a two and a quarter, two and a third.
HSI2.
Yep.
Wait, you said HI?
No, HSI2.
Okay. Best runner.
Yep, that was the one I spoke to you last week on because it spreads big and back into that price range you need. And it's pretty much a two and a quarter at this point. So I'm trying to see when I should send it because it's only Wednesday and your customer's not coming until what, Thursday next week?
Yeah.
Okay. So I might wait a couple days here and see, and I might just ship
absolutely.
Monday for Tuesday?
Yeah, don't ship it over the weekend.
Yeah, I'll do Monday for Tuesday. And then the other option, if it's still here on come Friday or Monday, we have a 250 that I'm going to send along with this. It's an HSI2 as well, GIA.
Uh-huh.
Very good symmetry, excellent polish, and no fluorescence. And your cost is $16,500. This is the same price as a two and a quarter D as in David I have. So this one is going to be your closest one over that 220.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the other one was $13,346.
Yep.
$13,346. I'm writing it all down on a new piece of paper.
Yep. So you'll have these two to show them come on Thursday.
Okay.
And they're perfect options to show, yeah. Because gosh knows what that stone is that he had in that ring. In the finished ring that he was looking elsewhere you were telling me about?
Yes.
If it was non-certed, it could be a completely different grade than what they're saying it is.
Yeah, I know.
Hence why sometimes the price is the way it is, you know?
Do you have a moment to check on to check on a maybe like a 5-carat round
lab grown?
Lab.
Okay. Let's see. Bear with me. Sorry, system's just running a little slow today.
Okay.
We have this one that is out. It is a 501, E is an elephant, VS2, graded by IGI.
Okay.
Triple excellent. And your cost is $26.30.
$2,630.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Y'all just feeling down and...
Yeah.
Okay. If I have... if it's over, like, the 217, because I'm trying to learn all this,
yeah,
would you go with a 2-carat head?
Most likely, because, hold on, let me pull this up, because the millimeters on this spread's a little bit bigger. Let me pull
it up.
So the millimeter on this one is it's just shy of 11 millimeters, so it's about 11 by 7. So it's a 10.93 by 7.14 millimeter.
That is the 217.
Yep. So round it up for mountings, it would probably be 11 by 7.
7 by 7 mounting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the 2.5 pair is obviously bigger. It measures 1163. By 7.51 millimeter.
Okay.
So this one could fit like a 12 by 8.
12 by 8 mounting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That, in case she has me looking for mountings too,
yeah,
because I was like, if it's like 3.09, I mean,
yeah,
like, or do you have to look at the millimeters?
Yeah, so, like, the ranges I told you, like, the 11 by 7, that would be your gauge there. And then the other one, about 12 by 8 would be closer for the other one. Because you still have enough width and stuff to play with to push it in a little bit more with that half a millimeter.
Now, you sent the marquee, right?
Let me pull this up here. Yes. The 308, right?
I think so, or 309.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What are the measurements on that one?
That one is 14.40 by 7.79 millimeter.
Okay. What mounting would that need?
Either a 14 by 8 or a 15 by 8, whatever gauge they have for marquees.
15, 8. So it'd be one or the other.
Yep. Because it's right in the middle, so you can probably get away with either one.
Either one.
Yeah, whatever which way they have it for marquees for the mounting.
Okay. I'm assuming she hasn't paid you.
No.
Okay.
She did email Lenny, though, about it over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
So she
she's going to get you paid.
Yeah, no worries. She told him, obviously I've been keeping him updated too, but she let him know that her situation and then that she should be getting something in the mail at some point soon. So he has a note in the system, so it's okay.
Okay, because that bothers me. She told me to call and check on this. I'm like, have you even paid Emily? Like,
I know.
It's been a while, but she's also like... God, I mean, a month for pneumonia, that was a whole month. And now we're rolling. And she didn't even paid me in 3 weeks.
Whoa.
And I went to pick up jewelry, and I'm paying the jewelers. I paid $750 in the last 2 days out of my own pocket.
Oh, wow.
Just to get the customer's jewelry in so that, you know, because they're already calling.
Right.
Because, you know, and I'm like, I got to get this jewelry in. So she don't have the money.
Right.
And I'm like, I've had one customer come in today for a battery change.
Okay. Wow.
Today. No phone calls. Well, I take that back. I did have one phone call. Well, you and another jeweler called me like 20 times. And he's trying to get me to do something behind Vicky's back. And I said, absolutely not. Because because they fight. He used to actually work in the back here. Mm-hmm. Don't tell her I said this.
No.
He used to work in the back. He was on site, and they had a big falling out, and then they got back together. Mm-hmm. It's a love-hate relationship. But anyway, he knows that she's not here, and he's wanting a 5-carat. I want a 5-carat. I want a pendant.
Okay.
That's why, and when I told him I wanted a 5-carat, he said, well, can you get me one too? And I'm like, no.
Right.
I cannot, because he knows Vicky's going to upcharge him.
Right.
So he wants me, and I said, dude, you don't understand. Like, Vic gives charge to Vicky's account.
Right.
Like, her credit cards. No, I'm not getting chewed out.
No.
He has called me 7 times today.
Are you serious?
And then texted me and said, why are you not answering the phone? Because I'm not doing this for you. I'm not doing anything illegal for you, and I'm not going to risk. I'm not going to risk my relationship with Vicky.
Right.
But I have been.
Does he have his own store now, or something? Or why can't he do it himself?
No. No, I don't know. I don't think he has an account. But he just does repairs.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, he's just a repair, and so I'm just like, I'm not going to do it until I get permission from Vicky, and you're going to pay over her cost. You're not getting it at cost.
No.
No way, Jose.
Because you're putting
and that marquee.
Yeah.
That marquee was pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Very pretty. And I looked at it, and I looked at my husband. I told my husband, I was like, look, my ring's from, we got it in 1997 or 8.
Okay.
We got married in 99, and it's 54 years old. It's not it's not a typical bridal ring, because I'm unique.
Yeah. Hey, let's put the CNO and be different.
And I'm like, dude, you need to upgrade. You need to
upgrade. Right.
I need an upgrade. And now I'm kind of wanting a solitaire. So I thought, well, either I'm going to upgrade, I'm going to get me a new ring, or I'm going to make I would like a nice, big, fat pendant.
Good.
Yeah.
What did you say?
But that'll be a little down the line.
I gotcha.
Because my husband totaled his truck. And
oh, no.
Yeah. So he's been selling stock to pay cash. For a truck, and because they totaled it.
Did they? Did the insurance not give them anything for it?
Oh yeah, it was like a 2012. Had 248,000 miles on it, and they gave him like $9,000 for it.
Yeah.
So, but the trucks, even so they don't give those trucks away.
Oh no, those trucks are like almost $100,000 at this point. The new ones.
And we're not even looking new. We're looking like used.
Yeah.
And he found a 19 with 66,000.
Wow.
But that's still $34,000 after everything's said and done.
Jeez.
I know.
That's nuts.
That's the old boss lady.
Well, good luck.
So,
let me know.
I would wait on the pair to ship it out for Tuesday.
Yep.
And, put my name on it because I had issues picking up something else at FedEx today.
Oh, really? I already have yours and Vicky's name already on the hold for pickup section.
Okay.
So you should be good, okay?
Perfect.
Alrighty.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.